You are listening to www.infinitesmile.org. Today we have another edition of Michael McAllister's Commuter Zen. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you for tuning in. I've got a couple of questions that I wanted to address. First one comes to us from Mark, who lives in Newbury Park, California. He asks the question, Michael, why is it in your Commuter Zen podcasts you have such a squeaky chair? And when you are in front of your students in your Dharma discussions, there is no squeakiness. Well, Mark, I don't have a chair when I'm in front of my students, believe it or not. I'm actually doing my best to fold my legs into a strange lotus posture on my sitting cushion or zafu. And it's still to this day quite uncomfortable. But here in my office, I actually use a rickety old chair that likes to participate in the Dharma discussions as well. So I apologize for the squeaky chair if that was something that was annoying you. Perhaps you enjoyed it. I know here it says you like listening to the Commuter Zen when you are doing your Stairmaster and or your life cycle. So if you are doing your Stairmaster, I just want to let you know that I'm there with you in spirit. I am standing as I work on today's Commuter Zen. Anyway, the other question comes to us from Ryan. He lives in Springfield, Missouri, and he asks a question about the unmanifest that I was speaking about not too long ago. He said, in your discussion, you referred to the unmanifest as a place where, quote, nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happens there, and nothing ever will happen there, unquote. And basically, I think, then he asks, could you please talk about this? I think this is a wonderful way of looking very directly at spirit. We recognize that spirit is at the core of all things. Just like all things are made up of time and they are all interdependent, at their core is spirit. Nothing, in other words, is separate from anything else. Everything is absolutely an expression of an evolving universe. Nothing is separate from that, except for stillness itself. Stillness itself does not move. If there is no movement, there is no birth. And this even applies to time. In stillness, there is no time. And in no time, that expression, we actually no longer find any orientation with mind either. So our work, ultimately, as we walk the path, is to apprehend stillness with an open mind and an open heart. And this is very difficult because the last thing that the mind wants to do is make itself available to not being in control. When we sit physically still and we don't flinch, the stillness in our body begins to show up as stillness in our mind. This means that there is no past or no future, or I should say, and no future orientation in our thinking. Thoughts, after all, are either things that have happened before in our past or things that haven't happened yet in our future. The minute we are still, there is neither a past nor a future. And as a result, we enter that vast spaciousness that in Zen we call no mind. If we can then get up from our cushion and bring this no mind into every single bit of activity that we do during the day, we then are engaging in spirit and action. We are engaging in a life that is conscious. We are engaging in a participatory experience with all things, as all things, through all things. In other words, we show up to make our tea or make our coffee or drive our car as an expression of the infinite, a conscious expression of the infinite. And when we do that, we become a gift. We are a ripple in a vast sea that can tear down fortified walls of division. And we do it with a smile and an open mind and an open heart. So it's actually a very hopeful thing to look at the unmanifest and look at the manifest, to look at the world of form and see how it is infused with emptiness, and then to move from that space, that spaciousness that informs us as we consciously apprehend emptiness. This allows for us to become, as I've said before, the answer to prayer. So to that end, I wish all of you, as you drive, as you walk, as you climb the Stairmaster or ride the life cycle, as you play with your kids, as you meet with people that are important to you, give the people that aren't so important to you, the people that you typically ignore, some attention. Give them some conscious attention. See if you can see in the blacks of their eyes that they too, like you, are manifestations of that which is unmanifest, of that which has never moved, never does move, and never will move. See if you can see stillness. See if you can be stillness as you move through your day. To that end, I wish all of you a wonderful week. And for those interested, May 22nd is our retreat at the Marin Headlands Institute. We still have a few spaces left. If any of you would like to attend, you can check out the details on the website. Once again, www.infinitesmile.org.